There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord.
Thank you very much. We'd like to start out tonight with a psalm of praise, Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Come into his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
We'd like to sing some music for you tonight, and the first one, well, actually it's the third song, but what we'd like to sing now is a song that comes from an old era of folk music that was about 15 years ago, I would think, But it's a really good song. Yeah, it's really old. That's terribly old. But it's really a good song because it talks about a couple of things. And one of those things is getting up early in the morning. And everybody loves to do that, right? How many of you love to get up early in the morning? Let me see your hands. All right. How many of you like to sleep in? Let me see your hands. Okay. Well, you got to admit that just once in a while, it's really neat, especially when you're at Holden Village, to get up early and take a hike into Holden Lake or up on the mountain or something here. It's just beautiful to see how the sun has greeted the new day, and it just kind of gives the whole new day a new start, a fresh start. Whatever happened yesterday is kind of behind us. And just like that, our relationship with the Lord, He gives us a new start each day. And He asks us and gives us the opportunity to respond to Him each day. And that's what the second part of the song is about. It's called Early in the Morning. Early in the morning, about the break of day, I ask the Lord, help me find a way. Help me find a way to the promised land. This lonely body needs a helping hand. I ask the Lord, help me please find my way. When your judgment comes, I find the world in shame. When the trumpet blows,
when the trumpet blows,
won't you call my name?
Won't you call my name?
When the thunder
rolls
and the heavens ring,
when
the sun turns black,
they'll shout again. Lord, help me please call my name.
When a new day is dawning, I bow my head in prayer, I pray the Lord, won't you guide me there?
Won't you guide me there?
Won't you guide me safely to the golden stair? Won't you let this body covered and share? I ask the Lord, help me please guide me there.
When we all come together in the beauty of the Lord, we can feel His Holy Spirit drawing nigh. It's this Holy Spirit of God that calls us together and binds us as one, as the family of God in the body of Christ. It's this Spirit that calls us to, that empowers us to be the people of God to each other, to lift each other up, support each other, affirm each other, hold each other's microphones. Sorry about that. And it's that Spirit that makes us one, as well as freeing us up to respond to God, our Father. We'd like to share a song with you that kind of talks about being a part of the body of Christ and what it means. And the song is called When We All Come Together.
When we all come together in the beauty of the Lord, we can be Holy Spirit drawing nigh. Yes, we hear His Spirit calling, each one by His name, to a holy life He's promised to sustain. Now we can worship and adore Him, 'cause He's removed our shame, and boldly draw before His throne of grace with joy.
When we all come together in the beauty of the Lord, we can feel His Holy Spirit drawing nigh. Yes, we hear His Spirit calling, each one by His name, to a holy life He's promised to sustain.
We can worship and adore Him, 'cause He's removed our shame, and boldly draw before His throne of grace with joy.
When we all come together in the beauty of the Lord, we can feel His Holy Spirit drawing nigh. Yes, we hear His Spirit calling, each one by His name, to to a holy life he's promised to sustain. To a holy life he's promised to sustain. To a holy life he's promised to sustain.
We're going to do a sing-along because we know you all like to sing, because during Vespers we did an awful lot of that. But before we do it, we're going to have a time of introductions. Because we know who we are, and you know who you are, but we don't know who you are, and you don't know who we are. Is that right? Okay. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to introduce you first. So when I count to three, I want all of you to holler out your first name as loud as you can. Are you ready? One, two, three. Hi.
Hi.
Now, they say that Lutherans are really smart. And when I say this, do it really quick. Turn around and shake the person's hand behind you. Go, quick! Oh, boy.
You got that, didn't you?
Dave, did you see that?
I don't know. Are you sure these are all Lutherans?
Okay, we'll tell you who we are and where we're from.
My name is Diane Berger, and I'm from Portland.
I'm Naomi Liso, and I'm from Seattle.
My name is Barbara Birch, and I'm from Shelton, Washington.
I'm Diane Harrible, and I last lived in Tacoma.
I'm Bill Hoaglam, and I'm from Longview,
Washington. Yeah. I'm Dave Harrible. I'm married to Diane. She's my wife. And I also come from Tacoma.
I'm Charlie Wright, and I'm from Gig Harbor, Washington.
And I'm John Birch, and Barb's my wife. That's because I'm her husband. And we're from Shelton, Washington State.
Okay, the sing-along. It's called There's a Reason I Love the Lord. And that's the first part of the chorus that we sing. And this is how it goes. You ready? Now, we're ready.
There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first.
Now you notice there's a really tough clapping part there. And I know we can all do it.
Sure.
So when we get to the song, that goes in that one spot there. So when we get to it, I'm sure you can put it in there. Okay, that comes around about eight times, the chorus does, and then there's a verse that we sing, and beings that we didn't teach you that part, we'd like to sing it ourselves. So, so why don't we do this song? You ready?
All right.
There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason.
Perfect.
I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I want to live each day in the service of him who came to stay. Come and live in my kingdom all the days of your life, and live forever in his home. Cause he promised to come and take me to a place he's preparing, and we will never be alone. We'll always be together. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I want to live each day in the service of him who came to stay. Come and live in my kingdom all the days of your life, and live forever in his home. Cause
and take me to a place he's preparing, and we will never be alone, because the family will always be together. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loves me first.
Sing along!
There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first.
One more time.
There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first. There's a reason I love the Lord. It's because he loved me first.
Thank you. You know, it's really, really good for us to be up here. How many are enjoying their stay? Anybody? Nobody's enjoying it at all, I can tell. It's really neat to be up here, and we don't know too many of you. We met John and Mary back a few months ago, February, something like that. Last time we saw them, we were out in the woods someplace. You had to drive down a creek to get to their farm. I'm not kidding, you really did. Don't they? You know, take their old four-wheel drive and drive right up the river.
It's a good thing they drove a Ford.
Yeah, right. Now you can ford the creek. Anyway, I'll bet you it's really good to be back here in civilization, isn't it? After living out there in West Virginia, right. Well, sometimes some of us don't like where we are. Sometimes we don't like who we are, or what we can do or what we can't do. And I think that tends to put a barrier between us and God, our Creator. And this song kind of talks about that. It talks about God as the designer, and how he has special plans for each one of us, and he made each one of us good. And the song says this. It says, how can you accept the designer if you can't accept the design?
Change the way you look, what would that change be? Do you have a burden of inferiority? Could you be too short or tall? Your nose and ears are strange. Did you ever think that these are things you cannot change? Well, in Christ's love, everyone is someone. God created all in his own design. Specific reasons for the way we might look. Does the clay say to the one who fashions it from dust, what are you making? All your work, it is not just. When in Christ's love, everyone is someone. God created all in his own design. You are to be. He may not be finished yet with making you and me. Get back on God's drawing board. He really wants you to let Christ come into your life. His light will shine through you. Well, in Christ's love, everyone is someone. God created all in his own design.
Have you ever noticed what beautiful stuff sunshine is? Isn't it just, we especially that live in the Northwest, sometimes it's necessary to go to another state in order to remember what it is. No, it isn't that bad. But it is just wonderful. When the sun comes out, you ever notice how your mood changes? You could start the day, maybe it's raining or drizzling a little bit, typical wintertime day, and then the sun will come out and you go, wow, what's that? Wow, that's neat. And it just seems to really change things. Well, it changes me anyway. Besides, I was in the sun too long. No, anyway. Just like that, Jesus Christ, the S-O-N, changes things. He gives us life, where before we had death. He has caused us to have a victory because of his victory. He gives us the abundant life that begins today and goes to forever. And that's really exciting. We'd like to share with you now a sunshine song that's called simply Sunshine.
Shining, bringing warmth and light where darkness was before. For he is risen now and paid the price of sin forevermore. Thank and praise the Lord for what he's done. Jesus lives and offers us the way. Thank and praise the Lord for what he's done. Thank him for the raising of the sun.
Let the sun rise in your heart, let the sun shine in your life, let the sun rise in your heart, let the sun shine in your life, let the sun rise in your heart, let the sun shine in your life, let the sun rise in your heart,
sunshine,
sunshine in your heart.
Has really just opened up my eyes to so much beauty that's all around us. And it really made me come to see that God really did create this world good and beautiful and as a gift and a miracle for us to enjoy. And Holden is one perfect example of that. Traveling, when we first went back last fall to North Carolina, I'll never forget going there and seeing all the leaves turn so many different colors, because coming from Washington, I was always used to these tall, dark evergreen trees that we have all around. And I'd kind of taken that for granted. So this was something new. And those colors were so bright, of yellows and reds and oranges. I just had to kind of stand in awe of that beauty. And it made me see that no man could have created such a miracle as that, but only God, who really loves us. But then when we turned around and came back home at Christmas time, I'll never forget those beautiful, tall, dark evergreen trees that I had taken for granted before. And walking today among the paths when we were hiking, another truly example of just standing in awe of that beauty, because the sky was so blue and the trees were so dark green and the waterfalls, wow, power, God's power. So this next song is a song that just simply talks about that. It shares how God's love is as tall as a mountain, or as warm as the sunshine, or as gentle as morning, and is ever and always.
This love begotten, ere the world began to be, he is Alpha and Omega,
future you shall see. Evermore and evermore. Oh, that birth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace by the Holy Ghost conceived, bear the Savior of our race, and the babe the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, evermore and evermore.
Of heaven adore him, angel hosts his praises sing, vast dominions bow before him, and extol our God and King.
Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Christ to thee with God the Father, and the Holy Ghost to thee, hymn, chant, and high thanksgiving, and unwearied praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
Thank you. That's one of my favorite Epiphany hymns that's in the Christmas section, in the Advent section of the hymnal. But I just really love that. We'd like to do something with you now that I think you'll enjoy. You've been sitting for quite a while, so let's stand up, and we're going to stretch here for a minute, but we're going to do it a certain way, and we're going to have everybody turn to your right and face the stage area over here. Turn to your right and face the stage. Now put both hands directly out in front of you, place them on the shoulders of the person in front of you, and give them a back rub. Okay, now let's all turn around so the people on the end can have theirs. Let's turn around, yes. Oh, that's wonderful. We'd like to change the pace here just a little bit. We'd like to take you back in time about 450 years. Yes, right. Holden Village wasn't there then, but anyway, we'll live through that. But this is a song that is really has rich heritage in our Lutheran heritage, and that's probably because it was written by Martin Luther. And we'd like to play for you Ein Festeberg, or A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Thank you.
walked the earth 2,000 years ago. He was a man in every sense that we are. Sometimes we forget that 2,000 years later, and we forget that he shared our humanity fully, that he knew the full range of emotions that we experience as people, that, you know, he had to get up in the morning and go through just the day-to-day routine of living, just like we did. But somehow he was able to live a style of life that was totally free from any kind of restrictions or fears, which all of us seem to have. And he was able to demonstrate to us what a really free life was all about. But it was freedom to obey, and it was freedom to suffer. It wasn't an easy kind of freedom that he showed us. And he knew that we'd never be able to follow in that way, in our own strength. And so somehow, through the miracle of his death and resurrection, he enabled us to find that kind of freedom in our own lives. And he enabled us to follow in his footsteps and live that same kind of a sacrificial life, a free life. So he was truly our brother. He identified with us. And that's what this song talks about. He is my brother.
By saying, "My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns for thee, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." He was crying out for the presence of God, and And just knowing that conditions then in the world weren't much different as far as the kind of things that were happening, just as there are things today that are wrong, crimes going on all the time, just all kinds of things. I'm sure that he could look around at the world and just see all these things and wonder, God, where are you in this mess? Where are you in whatever's happening around me? And he knew that he could go to the sanctuary and there he could find and see the power and the majesty of God. And today, just as then, we need to cry out for God too and his presence in our lives. And there are so many people that are just wandering around looking into all kinds of things, whether it's transcendental meditation or astrology, drugs, alcohol. The list goes on and on of ways that people are looking to make their lives worthwhile, to be fulfilled. And God put our need for him in each one of us. Each one of us has that very special need that only God can fill. And that's why he sent Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came so that we could have peace and have a full life, the abundant life that he promised. We have a medley that kind of talks about that. The first song is Psalm 63, and the second is called the Prince Song. And it's called that because it talks about Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Prince that comes into our lives and makes our lives worthwhile. He fills us. He walks beside us every minute of every day. We can talk with him, and he's right there within us. So we'd like to share that medley with you now.
My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns for thee, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus have I beheld thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory. God, thou art my God, and I shall seek thee earnestly. My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns for thee, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus have I beheld thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory. God, thou art my God, and I shall seek thee earnestly. I shall seek thee earnestly.
Me and crown me, and you make me his bride.
We'd like to do another song with you, and it's just a very simple, kind of slow praise song. We'll just sing it through once and then ask you to join us the second time through. It's called Jesus, Thou Art the Holy Son of God.
Our Lord has prepared a way for us to approach God the Father. He has told us that no man comes to the Father but by me, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that we have in Christ the privilege of calling God Almighty Father, Daddy, Abba, if you will. It's just such a privilege to know Christ, and therefore to know the Father. He has prepared that way for us, and now he asks us to prepare the way for his kingdom for others. The last thing that he said before he ascended into heaven was, "Go ye therefore and make disciples." He calls us into action. He says to go and then to make. Now we know that without the power of the Holy Spirit, that we of ourselves can't do that. But our Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, that we might witness to the world. And we challenge you that when you leave this place and go back to wherever, that you would draw from that power, that you would answer that challenge that God has given us. It doesn't take a tremendous imagination to see where Jesus is needed in the world. There are lots and lots of people that are struggling and groping and need to know Jesus Christ personally. This is the challenge for our church today, to prepare the way for the Lord.
Thank each one of you for coming and sharing with us tonight, because you have shared with us. We may have shared some with you, but you have certainly shared with us tonight. And we've been boosted and lifted up. And we thank you for that. As we have gathered and been called together by God's Spirit tonight, so we'll go forth tonight as the people of God, stronger because He has been here tonight and lifted and supported each one of us. We'd like to close this evening with a song that hardly needs any introduction. The words were given to us by our Lord Himself. Would you bow your hearts in prayer with us as we sing the Lord's Prayer?
Hallowed be Thank you. We'll sing another song. Actually, we'd like to sing two songs for you.
One's real short.
One's real short, yes. Now, the first one is a song that talks about the victory that we have over the enemy, over Satan. And it's a happy song because that victory has been won 2,000 years ago. The song is Don't Let That Devil Get You Down.
Upon Jesus.
Don't let that devil get you down.
You know he's got a plea.
Don't let that devil
Jesus.